So, what was your goal, podium, coming into this race?
Yeah, I would have called a top five a very satisfying result. I thought I had a shot at a podium. That was a very optimistic shot at a podium, but I think I have a good idea of what I'm capable of, and being in that top three in North America is that. I've shown that in the World Cups. I just haven't put together this year for the C1s, and I haven't really been at a lot of C1s, to be honest, just Charm City.
Right.
But, you know, after the race yesterday, I was 12. I didn't feel good. I was sick earlier this week, so it took a lot of effort for me not to get down on that result and not to sabotage myself. It was hard, but I did everything like I normally would today and did everything like I normally would yesterday to recover. In a lot of ways, maybe I took a little pressure off my back because I wasn't in the picture. You know, my expectations changed. Top five, I would have been thrilled with. But as for the race today, I'm typically a bad starter, but I got the whole shot.
Yeah.
All right, I can get the pavement hole shot, but I came around everyone on the far section and then got in the front, and I don't know how it happened, but I had a gap all of a sudden of like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Tobin came across to me. He's a quick starter too. And we held that gap for probably 2 laps, and that was actually a really deciding factor. Like, maybe I burned a few matches, but when it came back together, it was just Steven and Kerry and Jeremy and myself and Tobin, and maybe Hector Riviera was there too.
It sounded like Powers was trying to, like, when it was the three of you guys.
I don't know
was
what he was doing. He was just drilling on the front, and then I think he pulled out.
But it was like he was. I heard him talking to Tobin and saying like
it's, we got to be steady.
Like
and
he
we were,
really wanted you guys to work together.
I would have done more if I could. I came through once, but I was so completely cracked. I was from lap one. I was on my limit. I'm interested in seeing my heart rate data today because I don't think I've ever gone that hard in my life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't go that hard last weekend. I had to lie on the ground for a good 5 minutes after that race because I could not get up.
Wow. All
right. So, I'm thrilled.